Beth Hayward is joining us in our studios. Thank you so much. The Community Action Program of Belknap and Merrimack Counties. And she'll tell you about the website and what they're doing. But it's a nonprofit organization, and they really do support and provide assistance for the reduction of poverty, low-income communities, trying to revitalize things and empower families and individuals. Beth, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fuel assistance. People have heard of that before, but a lot more people who I think historically probably didn't even get on the radar of needing that are going to want and need it.
Absolutely, especially with all of the rising prices. And one thing that the state of New Hampshire has launched is a state energy assistance program, and that is going to help people that have a little bit more income that don't qualify for the regular federal fuel assistance program. So we're really excited about that. More information to come on that other program. But fuel assistance, we are seeing more applications than we have seen in years. And to get information regarding that, you want to visit our website at capbm.org. And you want to click on fuel assistance, and it's going to tell you who to call,
right,
dependent on your area. And now, we can help you.
Now, Beth, recently the legislature met for a one-day session, and one of the things was passing that relief you're talking about. When they do that, I'm just curious, is it groups like yours that helps work with the state to kind of funnel this to the right folks, or be a liaison or a bridge or not?
Yes. So we're going to be totally doing that program. Yep. We will be doing the program. We work with the state now for the federal program, and we'll be working with the state for this program as well.
Can I be hypothetical with you for a moment? Because I think a lot of people will benefit from you being on.
Sure.
Let's just say I'm listening. I'm out and about, or I listen wherever I normally listen, or my smart device, and I'm listening to yours truly and you talking about this. And I might say, you know, I've never really even thought about fuel assistance, but we have a drafty home. We bought this home. It's older. Oil's probably going to go up. Electricity rates are through the roof. Never even applied for this or thought about this. We have a couple people working the house, so our gross income usually covers the bills. We're doing okay. And I'm being hypothetical, Beth. I know you're not a person who's looking at who's qualifying, but I want to break down this assistance. So let's just say the couple typically is not what you call lower income. Let's say they're middle income. In fact, much of our listeners, probably the majority of our listeners, are what you would probably call middle income. And I think you know, Beth, being someone out in the economy yourself, with inflation, that number's, you know, what people describe as middle income now is a little higher. In other words, you might have two people living together, and they might, you know, they might be making $180,000 to $210,000 a year, or $220,000 combined. You know, their gross, their what they report, what their gross earnings. So they're doing okay. That's not 50 or 60 grand a year, but things are adding up. Groceries, back to school stuff, electricity. So if they're in that ballpark, let's just say $200,000 a year household, do they qualify for anything?
So this new program from the state, we don't have exact on numbers, but my suggestion would be to call the CAP office, because we have lots of different programs for people at, you know, around that bracket. But we do know that that is a need, which is why the state did pass this additional program. Unfortunately, a lot of our programs do not hit that bracket, mm-hmm. which is hard, because those people are truly now paycheck to paycheck, and maybe they weren't, you
You're
know,
right.
6 months ago.
Well, thank you for realizing that. I mean, it's not what you would call rich anymore, but yet it's definitely above what you typically 5, 3, 4 years ago, when money went further, doing better. And Beth, again, tell us a little bit about Community Action, the program for Belknap and Merrimack counties. What else do you do in terms of revitalizing and helping? Tell us about some of the other programs beyond fuel assistance.
Absolutely. So we have transportation. We run the Concord Area Transit. We have electric assistance, which goes hand in hand with our fuel assistance, and that is a percent off your bill each month. So we encourage people with the rising cost of electricity to apply for that. We have senior programs. We have senior centers. We also run the Service Link program, which is someone you can call, and they will walk you through the process of applying for Social Security or any other type of service you need to apply for. We have the WIC program, Women, Infant, Children. We have the Head Start program. We have rental assistance. I'm sure most listeners have at least heard of the New Hampshire Rental Assistance Program. Started back in March 2021. It is still going. So we encourage people that rent, that are behind in rent. It also pays for electricity. It can also pay for fuel. So one thing we're trying really hard to do right now is wrap someone fully in all of our services, because you can be in more than one service at a time.
Okay.
And so the rental assistance program is for renters, and we encourage people to check that out. And to check that out, you go to capnh.org, and that's where you determine which community action you fall under, and it's dependent on your county. So if it's Belknap Merrimack, then it's RCAP, and that's an online application. And that is a really great program that's helping right. many, many people.
Well, I applaud you on that because we're at all-time high rental, monthly rental costs. Is it, if someone applies, how long does it take before they know? Is it easy to do?
So the application's online. It's an easy application. It's usually four to 6 weeks from the second you apply to actually getting funds to your landlord or to your, you know, if it's electric, to your electric company. So it's 4 to 6 weeks. It's a super easy application. You will be assigned a caseworker who will help you through the entire process. And we work with landlords. So landlords send us the information that we need from them, and it goes directly to landlords. So it's not a very burdensome program for the individual.
All right. And what else do you look for? You mentioned transportation, Beth Hayward. You can give the website again. Do you look for volunteers, support? I mean, what fuels you? I mean, are you any way we can help you is my question.
Absolutely. Volunteers are huge. We are always looking for volunteers. We also do the Meals on Wheels mm-hmm. throughout these two counties. And
that's
so we're
awesome.
Always
yeah.
looking for volunteer drivers for that program. We are always looking for volunteers. We also are the TFAP, so it's commodity foods, emergency foods. We do that every other month. There is a distribution where we have big trucks and we load huge pallets of food into other trucks for all of the awesome. Pantries around the state. We're always looking for volunteers for that. So that's more of a physical volunteering need. Always looking for volunteers. We have events if people want to, you know, and get involved in an event. Mm-hmm. Always looking for volunteers. And our website again is bmcap.org.
For Belknap Merrimack. County bmcap.org.
Yep.
Beth Hayward, awesome volunteers. I imagine you get good feedback. It's probably pretty fulfilling for people to do that and then get out a few days a week, feel like they have a purpose and help others.
Absolutely. Our volunteers, I think, would say that they get just as much out of volunteering with us than what they're giving.
Awesome. Beth, thanks for coming by the studios. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You do.